From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A wall of Republican opposition blocked two Democratic proposals in the Senate on Saturday to extend expiring Bush-era tax cuts to all but the highest income levels. As NPR's David Wellner reports, a few Senate Democrats also opposed the measures.
Proposals to continue reduced tax rates on household income below $250,000 or below $1 million each fell 7 votes short of the 60 needed. Republicans want those tax cuts extended for all income levels. They all voted no, as did several Democrats. At the White House, President Obama called for a compromise.
We need to redouble our efforts to resolve this impasse in the next few days to give the American people the peace of mind that their taxes will not go up on January 1st.
Still, New York Senator Charles Schumer says Democrats aren't looking to cut a deal.
We are going to continue this fight until we achieve our goal. Permanent tax cuts for the middle class, but no tax cuts for the millionaires and billionaires.
Senate Republicans are blocking all other legislation until all the tax cuts are extended. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
In Israel, a bus exploded in flames as it raced to an Israeli prison during a huge forest fire in that country, killing dozens of prison guards. The guards were taking part in the rescue mission. At least 41 people have been killed in that fire so far. Authorities think the fire was started accidentally by two boys. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling it a disaster of unprecedented proportions. The African Union says it's sending the former South African President Thabo Mbeki to Ivory Coast to try to negotiate a solution to the conflict caused by last Sunday's disputed presidential election. The AU announcement came after incumbent Laurent Gbagbo and his rival Alassane Ouattara declared they had taken office. The BBC's John James is in Abidjan.
The imminent arrival of Thabo Mbeki is being widely discussed here in Ivory Coast as the country tries to work out who can break the current deadlock. When he was president of South Africa, Mr. Mbeki helped mediate a peace deal in Ivory Coast. But during his negotiations, Mr. Mbeki was seen by the opposition as being too close to President Gbagbo. In any case, it's difficult to see what room there is for maneuver. Mr. Ouattara and his supporters believe they won, and the UN is just as convinced after having counted all the voting results. President Gbagbo is sticking to his line that the vote in many areas of the north was undemocratic and should be excluded.
The BBC's John James reporting. Republican Joe Miller is still fighting to be named the winner of Alaska's contested Senate race. He's often showing up on television, conservative radio, and the internet portraying himself as a righteous reformer with an out-of-control government. Miller is still raising money, even though vote returns indicate write-in candidate and incumbent Lisa Murkowski was ahead of Miller by more than 10,000 votes. From Washington, this is NPR News. One of the leaked State Department cables shows sources informed American diplomats that hackers who attacked Google were ordered to carry out their dirty work by China's top ruling officials. The cable says that according to a source, the Chinese government coordinated the attacks on Google late last year. Another cable shows a Politburo member demanding action against Google after searching his own name on Google, and he reportedly found critical remarks. The leader was not identified. There are mixed signals coming from Iran days before the resumption of long-stalled nuclear talks in Geneva. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iran's chief negotiator welcomes the talks, while another official accuses the UN of sending spies to the country's nuclear facilities.
Iran's intelligence chief told an Iranian state broadcaster that the International Atomic Energy Agency nuclear inspectors who had visited Iranian sites included spies from foreign intelligence services. He offered no evidence to back up his claim. He also repeated his accusation that U.S., British, and Israeli intelligence were behind the killing of an Iranian nuclear scientist Monday in Tehran. Iran's negotiator for the talks set to begin Monday, Saeed Jalili, struck a slightly more positive note, saying despite what he called the wrong path taken by world powers to date, Iran welcomes the talks. American officials have said these 2 days of talks are an opportunity to re-engage with Iran, but that Tehran must satisfy the world that its nuclear program is entirely peaceful. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
A publicist for VH1 estimates 27,000 people attended a concert salute to troops at the Marine Corps Air Station in Miramar, California on Saturday. Singer Katy Perry was among the entertainers taking part in the 3-hour taping. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.